Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Got a joke from Stan in East Dundee, who, by the way, writes, "Hey, John Williams, while it didn't get nearly as much attention as the other classified documents retrieved, the property receipt the FBI provided from Monday's search of Mar-a-Lago also shows Colonel Sanders' original recipe of the 11 secret herbs and spices. We also got jokes today. I didn't know that. They buried the lead. We also got jokes from Floyd and Crown Point, who signs his note suffering from mug envy. Marion in Merrillville, Indiana, sent us a joke. Pete Hansen in Milwaukee, thank you. Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin. Lori Tusing, Pat, somebody sent a joke. Vance Cole did too. He wrote, "Hey John, longtime listener, big fan of speed jokes. I share them with my family and friends all the time. However, this is my first submission. I truly believe one of these will make the consensus at the end of the week." Signed, Steve Slagter, president of Ingenuity International Inc. Thanks for the joke, Steve. We already used the two jokes you sent in. And finally, last Friday, Dr. Richard Glinka randomly won our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug and requested that it be sent to a guy who signs his jokes, Mugless John of Brazil, Indiana. Hearing this, James Wing of Niles, Michigan, wrote, "As the world continues to rejoice over the random Speed Jokes coffee mug drawing last Friday, I wrote a limerick for the occasion."
Oh, good.
"A cheer like none heard before came from Bristol from door to door. They took to the streets and sent happy tweets, for John was mugless no more." Hey, guess who I bumped into today on the way to the optometrist?
Who?
Everyone. "My neighbors aren't getting along lately. They're arguing a lot. This morning I heard them continually yelling shut up at each other every time I stopped playing my bagpipes."
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray the desk sergeant at a police station, and John Williams will star as a citizen after a recent crime.
"Officer, I was doing CrossFit on the night in question."
"Sir, you're not even a suspect."
"Right, but I just wanted you to know I was doing CrossFit on the night of the crime." To this date, nobody really knows how the fire started at Notre Dame Cathedral, but Quasimodo has a hunch. "I was snooping through my mom's things, and I came across a whip, mask, and handcuffs. I cannot believe my mom is a superhero. Some people..." "Wow, Mom, cool. Some people proclaim that their wedding day was the happiest day of their lives. These are people who obviously never had two candy bars fall out of the vending machine at the same time."
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a doctor and John Williams will star as his patient. Note, this joke is somewhat visual.
"I'm sorry, we're going to have to remove your colon."
"Me why?" "It doesn't work, does it? It's really a punctuation joke, and I'll just move on. My fitness trainer asked me what kind of squat I was going to do today, and I said diddly. I was..."
That's good.
"Thank you, Griffin. I was overserved this weekend at my class reunion."
"Really? When could you tell?"
"Well, when I walked across the gym floor to get another drink, I won the dance contest." Hey, whoever lost their iPhone outside the bar last night, please stop ringing my new iPhone. "As soon as space travel is possible, Andy, I'm moving from the Milky Way to the Soy Milky Way galaxy."
"Why would you do that?"
"I'm galactose intolerant."